Hello, this is the Shirley Kamana-Quident, the community health nurse. I would like to inform the community members that the influenza flu viral vaccine or flu shots have arrived at the health center, and I will be giving them to the people who are 65 years old and over, and also giving it to adults with chronic heart or lung problems. Influenza is caused by the influenza A and B viruses and occurs in Canada almost every year, generally during the winter months. The persons that are at greatest risks of serious disease and illness are the chronically ill and the elderly. I will be giving the flu vaccines at the health center starting on Wednesday, November 15th and Thursday, November 16th from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning and 1:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon on both days. If anyone has any questions about this, please call me at the health center at 449-3803. Thank you. The risk is also increased in children with diseases of the spleen, types of blood diseases, and antibody deficiencies. The onset is usually sudden, and the symptoms are those of fever, vomiting, lethargy, which is tiredness, and meningeal irritation. There's also a stiff neck or back in the three to four-year-olds. If a child does have this type of disease, it can usually be detected from a blood sample or cerebrospinal fluid.
Where does this HIV disease usually occur?
This disease occurs worldwide and is most prevalent in children under the age of 3 and is usually unusual over the age of 5 years old. Children in daycare centers and large foster homes should especially be immunized. They are in such close contact with each other.
Why are you only giving this vaccine now?
I am only giving it now because the administration of this vaccine was recently added to the immunization program at the health center by Dr. Liliane Bureau, the Director of Community Health Programs, Health and Welfare, Montreal.
How often do children receive this vaccine?
They only receive it once. There are no booster shots.
At what age do they receive it?
It can be given to the children at the age of 18 months to 61 months, or 1.5 to 5 years old. The sooner the better. From now on, they will be receiving it at the age of 18 months along with their regular booster of DPT. But since it's just come into the immunization program, I am also giving it to the 2, 3, and 4-year-olds if they haven't received it anywhere else.
What are the common side effects?
The common side effects are redness, tenderness, and swelling at the injection site. There may be a mild fever, which usually subsides within 24 to 48 hours and can be treated with Tempra or Tylenol. In the majority of cases, there is usually almost no reaction at all.
Is there a vaccine for the teenagers?
No, there is no HIV vaccine after the age of 5 years old. Teenagers have a lesser chance of getting meningitis compared to the children 18 months to 3 years old.
Is the CLSC also given this vaccine?
Yes, they have been giving it since January 1989, and I also know that medical doctors have been giving it to children in their offices.
Where can I get more information about this?
Parents may call me at the health center if they have further questions, or if they wish, they may call the nurse at the CLSC or their own doctor's offices for further information.
On behalf of Elner and myself, we thank you, Shirley, for sharing this important information with us. Once again, thank you.
And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy. Kids of